I dislike intensely the Karamazov brothers and the ghastly Crime and Punishment rigmarole. I do not object to soul-searching and self-revelation, but in those books, the soul and the sins and the sentimentality and the journalese hardly warrant the tedious and muddled search. I go by books, not by authors. I consider Anna Karenina the supreme masterpiece of 19th century literature. It is closely followed by the death of Ivan Ilyich. But I detest Resurrection. I detest the Kreutzer Sonata. Tolstoy's publicistic forays are unreadable. War and Peace, though a little too long, is a rollicking historical novel written for that morphic and limp creature known as the general reader, and more specifically for the young. In terms of artistic structure, it does not satisfy me. I derive no pleasure from its cumbersome message, from the didactic interludes, from the artificial coincidences with cool, handsome Prince Andrei turning up to witness this or that historical moment, this or that footnote in the sources used often uncritically by the author.
Do you sometimes see yourself as isolated from the rest of mankind, a kind of flaming sword to scourge them, or an entertainer for them, or a drudge for them, or a genius? Which?
The word genius is passed around rather generously, isn't it? At least in English, because its Russian counterpart, geni, is a term brimming with a sort of throaty awe, and is used only in the case of a very small number of writers: Shakespeare, Milton, Pushkin, Tolstoy. To such deeply beloved authors as Turgenev and Chekhov, Russians assign the thinner term talent, not genius. It is a bizarre example of semantic discrepancy, the same word being more substantial in one language than in another. Although my Russian and my English are practically coeval, I still feel appalled and puzzled at seeing genius applied to any important storyteller, such as Maupassant or Mohn. Genius still means to me, in my Russian fastidiousness and pride of phrase, a unique, dazzling gift, the gift of James Joyce, not the talent of Henry James.
Is your attachment to childhood especially nostalgic and poignant, do you think, because you were banished from the place where it evolved so totally and abruptly and forever by the Russian Revolution?
Yes, that's right, but the stress is not on Russian Revolution. It could have been anything, an earthquake, an individual departure prompted by a private disaster. The accent is rather on the abruptness of the change.
Would you ever try to go back to Russia just to have a look at it?
There's nothing to look at. New tenement houses and old churches do not interest me. The hotels there are terrible. I detest the Soviet theater. Any palace in Italy is superior to the repainted abodes of the Tsars. The village huts in the forbidden hinterland are as dismally poor as ever, and the wretched peasant flogs his wretched cart horse with the same wretched zest. As to my special northern landscape and the haunts of my childhood, well, I would not wish to spoil their images in my mind.
How would you define your alienation from present-day Russia?
I loathe and despise dictatorships. And speaking of my alienation, well, because the revolution followed, the Bolshevik revolution followed, the banal historical pattern of bloodshed, deceit, and oppression. Because it betrayed the democratic dream. And because all it can promise now, the Soviet citizen, is the material article, second-hand Philistine values, imitation of Western foods and gadgets, and, of course, caviar for the decorated general.